I'll be honest, we're going to try something new today. I got some bad news. This episode is going to actually be missing the better half of the show, Danielle. We just finished up dinner today, and then a massive headache began. And instead of doing another break week, I'm just going to attempt to, like a psychopath, talk to myself down here in the office and see how it goes. Did some cool stuff over the weekend, so I'll maybe talk about that. But if you're listening to this, then I thought it was somewhat reasonable to put it out, and hopefully it doesn't suck ass. So let's just get right into it. Welcome back to the I Married a Weeb podcast. It's your favorite anime podcast that it's going to be a weird one today. I don't even know how to. Some people can just monologue. They can just talk all the time. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, but we're going to find out. Hey, are you new here? Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm normally joined by my lovely wife, Danielle. We're a couple in the Midwest that watches anime in our 30s and then talks about it on this here podcast. If that does sound even remotely interesting to you, you should give us a follow and a rating on whatever it is that you're listening to us on. And you can check us out on Instagram. That's iMarriedAWeebPod on Instagram. We don't post much, but we do sometimes. And that's what it's all about, right? You can also find a link on that Instagram in our profile there to get into our Discord or in the description of this here episode. It's kind of just a cool spot on the old internet where people from all over can join in and casually talk about anime, manga, show off the stuff they've got and all that good stuff. As a matter of fact, a lot of the weekend, this past weekend, was us having some guests that we met through the podcast. They came up from Indiana, and I'll be talking a little bit about that, I think. And so that'd be cool. If you're not new here, oh my gosh, this is going to be an adventure for both of us. I mean, let's face it, we're not here for me, right? I don't think so. Who knows? But you're looking good. Nice. It's the only conversation I'm going to have this whole time. I hope you guys are having a good start to the week and that you had a good weekend. We got Easter coming up, so that's going to be nice. A lot of family time for this household should be great. Real busy, but we're going to see everyone and it's going to be great. Let's just get into a little bit of kind of some anime news. So how weird. I'm going to keep saying that it's weird because it's just like, I don't know. Just feel like I'm in my car just rambling to myself or something. ReZero, the anime's third season, which is going to be coming in October, that got a new little video promo dealy and a couple more visuals, just hoping to keep hyping people up. I'm kind of a ReZero guy. I got to watch season two still, but apparently now I've got to by October. That's great. I'm sure you guys heard about this news, but it's I don't even know what they're thinking. I guess they're just trying to cash in. An entire, country is trying to cash in on some of that sweet, sweet weeb nectar that is your wallets. It sounds like Saudi Arabia is going to commence construction on a Dragon Ball theme park. It's supposed to be 500,000 square meter park. It's supposed to have 30 rides. Attractions including a 70 meter high Shenron roller coaster. So that might be tingling some of your guys' giblets. I'm not 100%. Don't get me wrong, I think it's a great concept. It's just so odd that it's going to be there. I don't know if they caught the memo, but I don't know if the weeb folks do like intense sun, and I'm pretty sure doesn't Saudi Arabia get a lot of sun? I don't know. So that could be it. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. The trailer, the little promo video they came out with all the CGI in it. Man, the sky's the limit. They've got the classics. You know, they got Capsule Corp. They got the old Kame House. They got Dende's little floating island. I know it's not Dende's original. You know what I mean? Forget what the heck the other guy's name is. But so that could be kind of cool. I'm not sure if any of you guys end up going there whenever the hell that's going to be built. Definitely let us know on that there Discord I was talking about. Why Schwarz, the anime card game, was trying to get me into a particular show, Arafruetta, to be as specific as I can be. That's the name of the show. They came out with a deck, and I was like, oh, that seems interesting. Well, it looks like the third season is going to be premiering this fall. Apparently, maybe I should watch it. I don't know. there's a lot of I don't knows. All right, this sucks. Anyways, I'm glad you guys are here for it, though. And let me know in the Discord. I mean, you guys can just dog on it. If this sucks, please let me know. Because heaven knows I already know it. You know what I mean? All right, so the reason for the season this weekend, again, it was very busy. Probably could have recorded a little bit sooner, but we had guests, as mentioned. Kay and Jared from the Discord were up from Indiana. It turns out, so in Schaumburg, a little stone's throw away here in Illinois, they've got a convention center in the form of, it's just at this hotel that's off of one of our main highways. And I'd never even heard of this. It was honestly just more so an experiment in going to a convention for something that you're not like fully into. I think it's very cool. So, okay, I can get right in and tell you guys what it's about instead of continuing the mystery. Adepticon is like a tabletop miniature type game convention, right? So a lot of Warhammer presence. Obviously, that's kind of like the granddaddy of the whole thing. But a bunch of games, I knew it was a big thing. But then going here, it was a very big thing. This thing is, the event itself hosts, like as far as inside of the event, there's mini events and there's like 675 events. That's including like the board games, hobbies, seminars. There's miniature game kind of showcases for new games coming out, role-playing games, team trivia, social gatherings, and all that good stuff. Kind of a nice halfway, right? I've not gone to an anime convention, but I was like, well, this should be a good warm-up because I'd like to eventually. Being in Illinois and being kind of close enough to this city, and especially there's a town or there's a suburb called Rosemont. It's where the Allstate Arena is, and they usually will do a bunch of the conventions. And I just haven't made my way there, so I was like, you know, let's grease up this old robot and let's get out there and let's socialize. A lot of people at this one for sure. It was a bit overstimulating, and especially considering now I know how people feel when I approach them and talk about anime. I was like just glassy eyed looking at half the shit. I'm like, this is sick, but I don't know what any of this is. So luckily I had Jared to show me around. A couple of his buddies were playing. It was really cool. And just walked this thing several times. You got to really zone in on what you're going to, well, as far as what I learned is what you're going to put your money into. Cause this stuff's expensive. Okay. I had one buddy trying to get me into Warhammer a while ago, and his big thing was, oh yeah, yeah, let's go down to the Games Workshop. Shout out Joe. He was the one trying to get me into this. I'd call it a game, but it's kind of more of an addiction, a drug addiction. It's craziness. Shout out to anyone who plays it though. It seems fun. I don't know if I got the group around here to play this with me. So it's not really going to help me at all, but he had brought me into a Games Workshop and we're there and he goes, oh yeah. And you know, this army can get you started and you can do this. And he's doing that whole, who's that charming fella who plays Geralt in The Witcher? Oh, Danielle's going to kill me for forgetting his name. Henry Cavill. Yeah. Henry Cavill. I know he kind of, all of the internet swooned as he said he liked Warhammer. And oh my gosh, look how quick men become friends over board games. I mean, it's true, but I wonder if he was there. Probably not. This is a pretty big convention, but I think all madness would have broke out. Closest thing I got to an encounter, wasn't even through me, was on the shuttle to and fro back from parking. There's a YouTuber, the Angry Game Reviewer, I think. Let me give it a type. Quick type here. Angry Joe Show. He's kind of a classic dude. I know he did reviews back in the day or whatever. I don't know. He's got a pretty big presence. But sure enough, that dude was sitting on the shuttle, and I didn't notice until he was getting off. I'm like, oh, that's that one guy, isn't it? And it was. It was that guy. He was in town for it. Hope he had a good time. But back to that previous story. You guys are actually going to get a sampler of what it's like to just hear me ramble. Like, this is dinner table with Danielle, so I can actually tell why she's tired a lot of the time. I'm all over the place, but we're at this Warhammer store, and he's like, yeah, so, you know, this army, this is kind of a good starting point right here. Ooh, and this is a really good deal, and he hands me a box. The box is $150. I'm like, excuse me? I thought it was a board game. I thought it was just like a, you know, one of those board game things. Like, I don't know, it's got a lot of rules, but $150? Yeah, this is the starting army, and then you can build up your units. And also, when you buy it, you're going to have to paint it, and you're going to have to do all this. Don't get me wrong, I've been wanting to paint a bunch of units and things like that, but it was just a lot as a first seller on the game. So that's why I never fully got into it. Instead, I spend that money on other shit and then act like this $150 was a lot. And then here I am spending on cardboard paper for the card games I like. So to each their own, for sure. You know what I mean? But alas, what are you going to do? The convention itself, great time. They were actually, and as like I'm walking through, I felt bad. And I was just like, hey, Jared, here's the deal. I'm going to basically be a baby bird that's just following you the whole time. So just do your thing. And I'd break off here and there and figure it out. But, you know, this booth has got like a bunch of like fake grass tufts that you can put on your miniatures bases. And this one has a laser etched wood kind of thing for holding all of your pieces and, you know, tracking health and doing all this stuff. And honestly, anything you could think of for these games, they're being developed and they've got a booth at this place. A lot of tabletops also in like the prototype phase. As you guys know, if you've listened, I'm a big Halo guy, and I guess there's a Halo tabletop, and they had some special deal that like you get some terrain and all the pieces you need for a 2-player game for just $100. I'm like, now we're getting there. The entry point is slowly coming down. You know what I mean? So it was cool to see that. I thought it was kind of funny. Whenever you're seeing a demo of people showing these games off, it was kind of like, oh yeah, you want to hear about this game? And they're talking about it. And the guy at the Halo booth was like, so yeah, this is still in its prototype phase. What you can expect when the full release happens is it will look better. And there was just kind of a moment of silence. I'm like, the hell does that mean? Look better in what way? What do you mean? What are you talking about? But hey, he was shooting his shot, and I hope he made a sale there. You know what I mean? Coolest thing I had actually seen was, oh man, again, I continue to say, now I know what people are talking about when I'm trying to talk to them about anime. It was some other brand of game. I don't know. They were just basically saying the special at the show for them was that you could get some Angry Chicken units. You get two for this special price. And they also had a t-shirt with a chicken on it. And I'm like, oh, now you've got my attention, baby. You know what I mean? So overall, it was a great experience. Got to definitely get motivated. I think it really shows you that I've got enough, what would you call it? I guess artistic confidence that I'm almost certain that if I were to sit down and actually get into this miniature painting, which it seems very entertaining, I've got my airbrush that I still have not used. I bought that years ago for... tell me that ain't the life we're all living, but I bought that and it's like, oh, I'll start painting Gundams. That this convention really got me in the mood to like, okay, I should actually start trying to put aside a little bit of relaxation time and maybe work on a Gundam and then custom paint it and do all this stuff. It's always a pipe dream, but you know, one can certainly dream nevertheless. And so that was cool. I think that the best part of the con itself, besides seeing and people watching, was certainly entertaining, but there's a competition. I think it's called like the Golden Demon or something. I don't know. And it's basically people enter in there's different categories, but they enter in their models and it's like a painting competition. So people are going to pick which ones they think is beautiful. And I've, you know, just from what I gathered from the long line and just chumming it up with random people. That's the one thing when you get into hobbies like this too, it's just people are so darn nice. I've noticed that with like disc golf because it's gotten a lot bigger, but it was really niche back in the day and you could talk to anyone. Everyone's chill. It's kind of what I feel like with the anime folk I run into. And then it's the same with this was People were just super nice. And he was just describing, he's like, oh yeah, you know, the judging's tough because, you know, the Warhammer community is a little toxic. And if they don't go with the lore and this and this and this, and I'm like, psh, dog, I don't, it's kind of cool, but I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to look at these models. All right, dude. I don't even know what you're talking about. But that was, I think, my favorite, because going through the cases, they had a bunch of different categories. It was really cool. Some of these people should, some of them I'm hoping are surgeons, because the way that they're painting some of these things, it's ridiculous. But yeah. So big fan of that. And then Danielle got to have a girl weekend with Kay, which was cool. Obviously not cool to be ending it with a headache, but I just basically got her all set up upstairs. She's got this weird little heat mask. Definitely doesn't. I mean, if anyone looked in our windows at night and saw her just sitting on the couch with that covering her eyes, it's like you put this thing in the microwave and then you heat it up and then it like wraps around your whole face. So she probably looks like, you know, some type of a psychopath just sitting up there on the couch. I miss her though, because I'm just down here talking like a psychopath. So it is what it is. But it was good. She got to do a little bit of crocheting. And then Friday was, I took off Friday so we could just have a day rummaging around Schaumburg. And we went to the Asian market, Mitsuwa. That's where we go for our bookstore and look up for manga and figures. They're always under construction, but they upped their gachapon area. So that was sick. Like, that's like legit Bandai gachapon. The problem is it's like the top row. It's like, oh yeah, it's only 4 tokens. Well, every token's dang $2. So it's $8 for this dang gacha. Almost did it, but I didn't. They weren't cute enough. You know what I mean? So went there, then ended up going to the old Woodfield Mall. It's the last standing mall that doesn't feel too depressing. It's still a little depressing in there, but still gets the job done. So we went in there, and kind of the big motive there was, if you guys have listened, Faye, my beautiful daughter. Gosh, I love her. And she's just been so, she's just the cutest. I can't handle, I know I'm very biased, but legitimately, this kid is just crushing it. The conversation, you can hold a conversation with her and she's 2. It's so weird. And is prepping me for that, you know, the next baby is going to be just, oh, just a terror. But that's okay. I think Faye's on our team, hopefully. Oh no. What if they turn on us? That's parenting though, right? So we were at the mall and there's a Build-A-Bear there. Well, Faye, she loves How to Train Your Dragon and she loves Pokemon. Very proud of her. And, oh, which, mind you, about Pokemon, they came out with a new series that like is post Ash. He's already gone and done what he needs to do. So there's this female protagonist version. It's on Netflix. It's actually kind of slapping. It's a little weird. Weirdest thing about it, though, is there's like this ancient, oh, spoiler alert for Pokemon, by the way. You guys aren't going to watch it. It doesn't matter. This kid's got like this ancient Pokeball and they keep mentioning it for a couple episodes. I'm like, all right, now, Faye, your dad's interested. I need to know what the hell's in this little contraption here. Okay. And sure enough, finally, we get to it. Something happens. The Pokeball opens and it is a shiny, Rayquaza. So it's like a black Rayquaza. Thing is sick. It's like, dude, that is dope. And then someone just goes, and by the way, I say Rayquaza. Like, that's how I've always said it. Granted, I didn't play that game, but it was like my one skip. That sucks. I heard it was such a great Ruby and Sapphire, supposedly dope, but, and then Emerald with Rayquaza. Anyways, getting a little too crazy over here. The guy goes, oh my gosh, is that a black Rayquaza? And I'm like, Rayquaza? Is that it? Is that real? Is that what we're going with, Pokemon? And apparently it is. I'm still going to call it Rayquaza. Let me know if you guys, here's a little litmus test if you guys are paying attention. If you're in the Discord, please let me know. I guess just type either Quay or Qua. You know what I'm saying? So the Quay Qua challenge. Nevertheless, the show is okay. She's loving it. That doesn't matter. I don't have Danielle to like keep me on track too. We were talking about, oh, that's right. That's right. The Pokemon show, How to Train Your Dragon. So we go into Build-A-Bear. They've got a Pikachu. You can do a Build-A-Bear process with, where, you know, you're shaking the heart around, give it a kiss, put it in there. It's all lame, but when you're a girl, Dad, it's actually pretty sick, if I'm honest. Take a picture, do all this, get the accessories, put a little sound box in it. Anyways, we see Pikachu. He looks derpy as shit. I'm like, that guy looks like, he just looks like problems. I don't like him. Let's see what she thinks of Toothless. Bar none. It wasn't even a competition. Toothless was the winner. She goes with Toothless. She's already got a pillow pet, which is her favorite thing that she got from her uncle. And I'm like, oh, well, I hope this doesn't like become the new Toothless. And she's, you know, starting to not really hang around the pillow pet that he had gotten her. No, she's just obsessed with two Toothlesses now, two Tooths. And what a process. It was great. We've got the official like Toothless sounds when you press his feet. Gosh, what a joy. She was so sweet. The Build-A-Bear girl, though, not going to complain. She's, you know, I think she, here's the thing. This is going to sound creepy that I know her age, but the chick was talking like crazy. She was 20 years old, young girl. And it's just, you know, us four, like, yeah, we're just trying to get her this dragon. And she's giving us the life story. She was so nice. But it was like at some point where I'm like, just fill the thing, girl. I mean, like, let's be honest. We're never going to know you and you're never going to know us. I did try and get slick at the end, though. I did say, oh, and you're letting us use your employee discount, right? She's like, yeah, sure. But like then she like laughed and then she goes, oh, I thought you were serious for a second. And I'm like, well, crap, are we joking now? Because I can be serious about this. I kind of want a little bit of a discount. I don't want her getting fired over a damn Toothless, you know. But they know what they're doing. They're hitting. They know that our generation is the parents of the time. And they got Build-A-Bear accessories. They've got all the Harry Potter robes. You can make a bear that's in all these in the house. They got bears that you can dress up like Gandalf. I'm like, geez, dude, we got to come back here. But then Faye, I come home and she's got 45 damn stuffies up there. I've never even said the word stuffies until having Faye. And now it's like a part of my daily thing. Like, oh, go get one of your stuffies. It'll ruin you, dude. I love being a girl, Dad. I truly do. But, you know, I don't think I've ever said the word cute more in my life than just like everything. Whenever I'm talking to her, I'm like, that's cute. That's cute, sweetie. And then she's cute. As you guys know, I could blubber over that all the time. So we got to do that. That was great. And that's where I actually ended up going into. It's a store called Too Cool. It's basically an overpriced anime cash grab, right? But there's a lot of those in malls, I'm realizing. You got the FYE. You got all the different stores that you can go into and look for the anime figures. It's all the claw machine ones from Japan that on the box say do not sell in Japan. You're like, well, it's because it's a claw machine one. And well, the quality's all right. They're trying to sell them here for like $55. Like, dog, it's not happening. It's never going to happen. And maybe put it on sale and then maybe it'll happen is, I guess, what I'm trying to say. I got cases to fill up. You know what I mean? I go into Too Cool, and the only thing that's actually, I guess, affordable in there for a family man, I think if you're a single young lad, hell, there's plenty of good stuff in there. But I got finally, because I had gotten a Hunter x Hunter poster from there ages ago, and I think it was like $12. $12 posters, I mean, trust me, is it even going to make it up on the wall? I don't know. But I'm going to buy it anyways, you know what I mean? I got so many posters and I was like, well, for the office, I'd like Hunter x Hunter and then we'll figure out the rest. Well, I go in there, they got this sick ass Full Metal Alchemist one that's got Ed's arm and then a stone. It's like one of the sickest graphics ever. And then I'm scrolling. Oh God, what year is it? You know, I'm just ruffling through all these posters and boom, Yu Yu Hakusho shows up. I'm like, well, this is a no-brainer. We get Yu Yu Hakusho. It goes with the Hunter x Hunter vibe. But we love a nice three poster set up on the wall. So I went ahead and got the Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood poster as well. Sometimes, you know, actually a lot of times, just I think it's a sign of my age is I just have buyer's remorse for pretty much everything now. But these posters, not even a figment. Like it was just, I have not been more certain since like, I don't know, since the last time I saw Faye was being quiet and I said, I think you pooped your pants. She's like, no, I'm like, I'm certain you've pooped your pants. And that was kind of the certainty we went into this one with. And I'm very happy about it. So definitely some wins over the weekend. Managed to also get a trial deck for the Licorice Recoil set came out for that anime card game I'm always shilling. So I got the trial deck for that. Got it for free. The local game store that I've shouted out, I tell you, the group of guys that do the Weish Wars nights, they're the nicest dudes on the planet. This kid Mitchell, I'm like, oh, hey, because I had just gone in there to kind of see if they had like a little binder for my cards. You know, a little cute little binder for all my little cardboards so I can trade with other grown men. it's as cool as it sounds, I'm sure. And so I went in there with Jared and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, oh, you got the trial deck. How is it? And he goes, well, here, take it. I'm like, nah, dude, I'm not. They know how to let someone join the group. It's incredible. Like, well, here, just take the deck. I'm like, I'm not going to take the deck. Are you out of your mind? I ended up taking the deck. He was a very persuasive gentleman. So big shout out to him. He was a great guy. So I don't know if I'm going to play it, but it's nice just to collect. Got my Kobayashi deck is almost, you guys don't care. I can almost feel how I feel like when I'm talking to Danielle about it, I can feel it through, like from the future, your energy waves are coming back to me. So I'll move past that, I promise. Yeah. Oh, something else about that Too Cool store. Let's go back to that for a second, right? Are you guys even still here? Hello? Oh yeah, one of you is still there. That's great. When I was at the Too Cool store, you know, they got those like, body pillows people joke about that are in Japan that have the anime characters on it. Well, there's like these little mini ones that they have at this Too Cool store. They got them for the boys and the girls. Okay. They got, you know, they got the Gojo ones for the ladies. Am I right? Danielle would say, yeah, they're probably so lonely. Anyways. Yeah. And then they got the ones for the boys, Asuna one. Still not going to do it. I'm not committing to anything like that. I don't need my daughter growing up and going, Dad, why you got a pillow with that cartoon on? It's like, there's just not enough time in the day, sweetie, to explain that I'm not writing that, you know? And so, I'm looking over and then there's a Nezuko one. I'm like, oh, okay. That tracks. People like Nezuko, right? That's kind of, it's still weird, but you know, when we flipped the pillow over though, it had like a little lolly, like when she's teeny tiny, just cuddled up in like the fetal position. I'm like, dude, this is like, I wonder if there's like a chip in this thing, like a tracker. And then the FBI can be like, go get that sick bastard who got that pillow. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry if that's any of you. No one listening to this podcast, that's not you. It better not be you. To throw it away if it is, get it out of here. We're not having it. Nope. yeah. So that was just dope. And well, not the pillow, just going out and having fun at the mall. Gets exhausting though. Got some frisbee golf in. What did Danielle get? Oh, we had a nice hibachi dinner. There's actually a nicer, higher end hibachi up the road in a different town that we went to. And because Kay's birthday is in a couple days from the first air date of this episode. Again, if this even gets out, I don't know. I might even just let it. I might post it and then I'm going to let Danielle listen. And if it sucks, it's coming down. But big happy birthday to Kay, because that's going to be this Wednesday, I believe she said. And so we went out. We did a little dinner and just a great time. Hibachi's fun. I know it can get kind of hokey, but man, went with the filet on there. And their fried rice was insanity. They had, I think, sesame seeds on it too. It's just great. It's just good food. And you know, you ask for medium rare and they're giving it to you medium rare. It's definitely, it was teeny bit chewy, but that's okay. It tasted great. Doesn't matter. It was great. So that was a good time. I don't know. Thing with the reservations at these hibachi joints is funny. Yeah. Can I get a reservation for 6? You got it. Show up at 6. They're like, all right, sit down over there. And then you just, I mean, I get it. The concept is sound, but we waited there for ages. Then a random lady with just free samples of this Bacardi drink came up. She's like, you want to drink this? I'm like, well, yeah, what else are we doing? Right? Poor Danielle couldn't though. But she, they wanted to take a picture of us, maybe for like the social media or for some weird purposes. I'm not really sure what it was. Maybe they knew it was the podcast. Am I right? Maybe they're a big fan. Bacardi people love anime, so probably tracks. We're just sitting there, and Danielle just posed with one for this picture, which now I'm hoping the pose was right because I'm realizing that she's far enough along that like we're like, oh, here, just pose with it. Look good for the photo. Danielle looks, her belly's big. Okay. There's a baby in there. It's a big belly, right? And hopefully, depending on the color correction, if someone sees her stomach and that she's holding one, we were just trying to help this Bacardi lady out, but we may have just got ourselves put on a list. Freaking child services are going to, oh gosh. That's all right. We'll just say it's AI, right? Anything comes up on the internet now, you're like, yeah, it's AI. That's probably what it is. Couldn't have been me. Absolutely not. It's actually one of those things. Now that we do a podcast, I've heard people can, you know, as long as there's enough recorded of the voice, they can put it into an AI thing and replicate it. And so I know there's plenty of this nasally voice to be done. Because then people are using it and they're like, they're calling people's parents and saying, hey, it's me. Help me, help me. So I'm sure you guys have, if you're on Boomer TikTok or Boomer Instagram, have a code word with your family, you know, or just if you get a weird call where they're like, I need help. You need to give me money right now. Be like, all right, cool, cool. Let me call you back in 1 second and call their actual number. You know what I mean? I'm just looking out for you guys. It's not me. Just looking out for you. Speaking of looking out, if you're going to be in the Chicagoland area, August 17th, it's looking like. Tickets are available starting March 14th. Okay, tickets have been on sale. Wonder how much. Let me click order now. But Saturday the 17th at 3 p.m., 17th of August, 3 p.m. or 8 p.m., you can pick the show. We've got a Chicago Symphony Orchestra that might get your ears perked up here. We got the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth Orchestra World Tour that's going to be hitting the area. And you know what? For those giggles, let's take a little gander at what our pricing is. Let's say we went to the 3 p.m. because we're not young whippy snappers for the 8 p.m., right? The 3 p.m., once you click on the old order now for tickets, and then it naturally doesn't load quickly when you're recording a podcast. So the main floor, it's looking like pricing's going to be about, oh, mercy. Actually, you know what? That's probably not bad for a concert. 94 to 114 on main floor. If you go box level, it's 114. I mean, yeah, the highest in this theater I've been to it for actually, it was called Distant Worlds when Final Fantasy travels around and does, or maybe it was just another symphony orchestra. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on any of this. I was AI. If you're quoting me, it was AI. The top is top seats. The place is so crowded, like so small that even the top seats aren't bad. And those are going for 50 to about 70 bucks. So if Final Fantasy is your thing and you've been wanting to check out an orchestra, legitimately, it's actually dope as shit. So I would highly recommend if you're in the Midwest to at least give it a go. It's fun. And that's all I got to say about that. Aside from that, upcoming weeks, obviously, I think we haven't checked it though. I believe Sign of Affection episode 12 aired. So that means season one should be complete if it's a 12er. So we'll be talking on that soon, I'm sure. Psalm 100, we were going to record that tonight. So that'll just be moved to next week, probably. Very genuine show. I'm very happy to have gotten that. What a great, just like the perfect resurgence of zombie. I know we went through zombie. Just it was chaos years ago. You know, Walking Dead comes out and then you can't get away from zombies. It's the board game. It's everything. You're like, okay, enough. We're over it. Well, I think enough time has passed where Zom was hitting just right, where it's like, it's not overdone. I've kind of almost missed zombies a little bit. It was perfect timing. The show is just, I dare say, witty. The comedy's great. And it just, it hit at the right time. So I'll be eager to hear what Danielle thinks of that. Sign of Affection has said, we did today do something very fun, which actually may have aided in poor Danielle's headache. We went to a movie theater to see the very, it seemed very limited, but we went and saw the two Rascal Does Not Dream of movies. What were they called? I'll go to my Gmail as I'm talking about it. But we went and saw the double feature of the Japanese subtitle movies that finally hit over here. We weren't sure if we were going to get them, but it was just called the Rascal Does Not Dream double feature. It is Rascal Does Not Dream of a Sister Venturing Out and Rascal Does Not Dream of a Knapsack Kid. Oddly enough, because I've been clowning on the Knapsack Kid title, Knapsack Kid was it. It was a joy. Of the two, that was the better one for sure for me. But it being a double feature and being something that if you didn't catch it, why would you listen to us talking about it? We probably won't do an episode on it, so we'll maybe touch on that in the next couple episodes. If you're a Rascal Does Not Dream of fan and you didn't see this, man, you kind of missed out. It was pretty nice. Do they feel like movies? Certainly not. It's kind of like the Takagi feel where it was basically long episodes. At the start, it almost felt like a movie, but then once credit rolled and then it went to the second, I'm like, never mind. It kind of just feels like a long episode, but I think it was a joy. It was great to get back into it. I was a little scared because I'm like, I am not going to remember what I need to remember for these. And I'll admit, it was a little abrasive as they're talking about certain things that I couldn't remember. But that's how we do around here, right? They were great. And I'm also sorry if I'm saying I'm a lot. I'm sorry I'm even just noticing it. I don't know. I'll chill them out, maybe. Special circumstances. We'll just write this one off. You know what I'm saying, homies? Appreciate you. But overall, it's just got quick, fun, dry humor, good stuff. We like the Rascal movies, big fan of the series. Don't know why, it's a little weird one, but there's some about it. Super charming to me. Just the dialogue writing. When you got a good show with good dialogue, even if it's not like the most articulate and best dialogue, it's just good in this show. And it kept going into these movies as you'd expect. And a cool little announcement after the, not really an announcement. We had heard of it. As a matter of fact, I think even on one of the news segments we did on here that, we're getting the next arc is going to be an actual season of the show. So there was season one. And then I believe now, including these last two, there was three movies and now we're going to get another season of the show. So we're eating good out here and it's great. Speaking of great, you're great. If you've made it to this point, my gosh, you must be a great friend of the show. Appreciate you, and especially on this one. I know it was probably not an easy one to listen to, but we're doing what we're doing. We got to at least try. Break weeks just feel bad around here, so I figured, couldn't just a random episode be worse than a break week? Again, please let me know, because if this sucks, then we need to cut this out. You know what I'm saying? I'll even delete this if this thing sucks enough, but definitely let me know. And don't ham it up and say, oh, yeah, I thought it was, just be real with me. You know what I mean? Regardless, got to tell you that I'm a massive fan of you. And I hope that you're somewhat a fan of us. Danielle will be back for the next episode. But until then, have a great week. Hit us up in the Discord if you want to talk about anything. And we'll just keep on keeping on. Appreciate you big time. And I can't send it to Danielle to say goodbye. So I'm just going to leave it with just nothing. So cool. Catch you on the flip side.